Hey guys, welcome to the Authentic Man Program podcast, and today I'm talking with David Bolt again. And David runs Model Society, and we thought it'd be cool to just talk about what his major project is with the AMP podcast, because it's unique and I think it's important. And David, welcome back to the show, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hey man, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so we were talking about Model Society and, you know, how to talk about AMP and why it's relevant, and you had some great points on the sort of relationship of shame and sexuality in men's life, and it's probably true for all Americans. And I'm curious how Model Society addresses that.
Well, just to frame it real quick, Model Society is a social network of models, photographers, and artists, but it's specifically people who are creating images of humanity as works of art. And a lot of what you'll find there is stunning images of the female form, kind of put on a pedestal as something beautiful. And my own history with the human figure covers a range. I was an artist as a kid growing up, and the human figure was the most inspiring and challenging subject to draw. And then also as a young man, there were certainly few things that impacted me as much as beautiful women and seeing images of women naked. And so there was sort of this duality for me to reconcile in a culture where the only images really available to see of women was framed as pornography or sexploitation. And meanwhile, there was sort of this higher draw to appreciate the human body as a work of art. And so it just seemed to me like there was something missing in culture. Whereas if you look back through art history, you see the human form put on a pedestal throughout the ages. And we're kind of in a unique time where images of humanity, not just women, are coming at us mostly through advertising or pornography. And so what I've seen with AMP and working with the guys and just even in my own life is that shame is probably one of the most crippling, one of the things that gets most in the way of people connecting with each other and with men trying to connect with women in particular. And so a lot of guys are just not at home and they just don't feel right openly appreciating a woman as beautiful. And I think a lot of that is just tied up with the fact that so much of what's available to us is kind of, it's like porn, it's kind of stuff that has taboo or it's hidden in the shadows, and there's not a context for just appreciating beauty and having that occur as good, right, and wholesome.
I love it. I'm looking at the site, and I've looked at it before, but what I love about your site is it expands the definition of beauty and erotic into a much broader sense. I mean, you have pictures of beautiful women here, like different body styles and types. You have men here, like muscular human form. And I noticed as you were talking, like just the word pornography, like it carries shame with it. Like, okay, this thing's pornography, this thing's not. And how do you know, you know, what's the difference? And I like how Model Society is really just blurring all that and like expanding, you know, sort of seeing through that veil, if you will.
Sure. Well, it's an interesting mix at Model Society. You'll also see images of like older people and humanity all the way right on through to the end. We're trying to celebrate the whole human experience. So you know, ridiculously young and symmetrical, athletic, new bodies right next to images of longing and suffering. But to answer your question, how do you know the difference? Is, I think, to a great extent, how does it feel? So even though we don't post images of sexually explicit acts, I think that they can be framed as art. But the question is it occur as dehumanizing, or does it occur as a sort of a celebration of our humanity and our sexuality? So you can see a nudity or sex depicted as a celebration of something beautiful, and you can also see it just depicted as a product kind of removed from the underlying humanity.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, I'm still sort of hooked on like, yeah, who's to say? I mean, you know, I studied advertising in college, and the definition of pornography was something like it appeals to prurient interest. It's like, well, what does that mean? And it's always been in the courts, like sort of vague and like sort of what the jury decides at the time. But what I'm hearing under all this is like you're just celebrating humanity visually. And I certainly see that coming through the site.
Yeah, and we're not even on a crusade to make it that pornography is wrong. I think that's just a choice. But I think that what's missing is an alternative way. Let's just say that guys are naturally drawn to experience to see women, to see beautiful women, to see nude women, and it's just that what's not generally available is an experience of that as art. And in order to experience this natural impulse that I think most guys have, is that just to look at a beautiful woman, either when she's walking across the street, or if they're on the internet and they're just drawn to satisfy this urge to experience this, because it's been kind of, porn is really the general availability, you know, regardless of making it good or bad or shaming it or not shaming it. I know there's a lot of arguments around it. It's just that what I'm saying is there's not otherwise an alternative. And because of the taboo around porn, there can be shame associated with just wanting to satisfy this natural drive to look at beauty. And so we're just taking it without making an argument for the good or bad around porn. We are saying we want to see something else available, which is to put it on a pedestal as a work of art so that it can be savored without those connotations.
Yeah, and how is it received? I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk in, you know, maybe feminist circles or whatever about the male gaze and how it's objectifying inherently. And, you know, do you field questions like that? Or, like, how is your work received?
Well, we do. We get slammed with a range of stuff. There is certainly some puritanical perspectives that come at us and don't distinguish what we do from porn. And then there are some, I don't know if I would just say feminist perspectives, but it seems sometimes like there's like a war in culture over what beauty is. And sometimes there's beauty framed as youthful, symmetrical, healthy, sort of these things that the advertising industry has commandeered and sort of made beauty a standard. And then there's also beauty, which is the depth of our spirit and like our honest humanity that comes in all shapes and sizes. And it seems like there's only room for one version of beauty. And so it seems like there's a pushback against images, idealized images of the human figure. And we're just trying to hold the whole thing as beautiful. So some people welcome the paradigm. We get a lot of super supportive emails from people who sometimes have been in tears just having a shame-free experience of human beauty, or from women who actually dig a little deeper into the website and find some amazing full-figured depictions of the human body as something just gorgeous. And then we get people who take a look at the surface of the website who do get angry and think that we're here just underlining a set of standards. But the mission of Model Society is simply that human beauty is an experience and it is not a standard.
Yeah, so that just has me curious. So you primarily work with the photographers, the artists, or do you work with models? Or remind me how it works again.
Well, it's models, photographers, and artists, and a huge portion of the community is models who are doing this, who are participating in the artistic process. They're making themselves available as a source of inspiration for photographers and artists. And some of them do it as a living. Some of them are just doing it as a passion. But those that are at Model Society seem to have a shared aesthetic orientation, which is that this is miraculous and beautiful, and they're all contributing to that. It's sort of an art movement that they're a part of.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm as we talk, I'm just flipping through the site, and I'm just fascinated. Like, it's like so fun to browse through this stuff. You don't see this kind of thing very often, and I love the range. Like, I mean, there's like this guy tied up with ropes. There's you know, like women with bird wings. I mean, this is just amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So what's the end user? Like, do people just love to browse the catalogs, or is it like for people to find stuff to use in publications or things? Like, how does it work?
Well, there's a few layers. One is that it's a place for the community, the people who create this kind of work, to connect, to support each other, to collaborate, to create new images. We do have a print platform so that they can sell these images as works of art, framed or stretched canvases. We have a magazine coming out here really soon that's, you know, again, trying to propagate a new vision of humanity as a work of art. And then another layer is that the end user is that we want to make this work available to the public, for the world, for culture to come and have a place where humanity is put on a pedestal as a work of art, and where this entire community of creatives is put on a pedestal with an important voice.
This is excellent. I mean, I'm reminded of, you know, ancient Greece. Like, you know, the forms were just naked, beautiful humans, and it was revered, you know, statues and things. Yep. I'm thinking like Michelangelo's David. What you guys have here is essentially like infinite versions of that kind of thing, just celebrating the form in different, you know, in different ways. I'm struck by the sense of humanity I'm getting just browsing this while I'm talking with you.
Cool.
People are different, like all different.
All different. You know, Casey, I gotta say that it's in a way, all the model society is really, for me, just an appeal to sanity. It seems like the way culture has framed our humanity is just fucking insane. Like, the way beauty is this thing on the other side of these narrow gates, and that until we've changed our bodies, until we've changed how we look or who we are, or how we seem, only then can we be beautiful. And there's a way that people just aren't seeing each other as miraculous and amazing. And when you look at artwork through the eyes of these inspired creatives, you can't help but get blasted by a sense of magnificence and a sense of the divine. And art can reveal that. And we just want to bring that back, because as you mentioned, Michelangelo, you know, the David was in the center of town. It was a prized monument right in the middle of town. And here it is, the David was also this ripped dude with a six pack. So people weren't, you know, shaming that it was magnificent and that it was symmetrical and that it was beautiful and that it was perfect. And it was a welcome part of the culture. And we just want to bring that celebration back.
Yeah, man. And then we've come all the way to the time where, what was it, a few years ago that was he the attorney general or whatever, like, covered up the justice statue who was nude? He like had it covered up. I mean, like, that's just the most absurd puritanical weirdness ever.
I agree, man, and not that I'm advocating other forms of censorship, but if you do look around at what's allowed on Facebook or on TV, and it's rampant violence, rampant dehumanization, you know, and no shortage of dehumanizing sexuality, but an artistic nude gets blocked, banned, censored, and misunderstood. And there's a whole community of people who are creating exquisite and profoundly respectful images of the human body that are being blocked and kicked off of Facebook for sharing what they do. But meanwhile, there's no shortage of violence or hate or dehumanizing sexuality all over the place, freely available.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I have a hard time getting AMP pages advertised on Facebook because they think it's about seduction or, you know, somehow, you know, exploitative. And I'm like, AMP is not that. You know, I did an interview with Adriel Dale about herpes and being with herpes, and they wouldn't let me advertise it because I think the word sex was in there. It's like, are you kidding me? And then, you know, the next ad over is like for this hyper-violent movie or something.
Yep. Yeah, we're so steeped in it. It's such the background noise that we miss it. But I think people have a sense that they're living in an insane world, and there's just not a lot of places where that's validated for them, because it's the water we're swimming in. It's this, these kinds of crazy cultural biases that I don't think are actually representative of most people's deepest and truest sensibilities. It's sort of these extreme perspectives that have commandeered the conversation, and it's commercial agendas that are just out there manipulating the shit out of us to get us to buy stuff.
Yeah, man. And what has me curious is, like, you started this business and you're kind of taking the role of leadership in what seems to be kind of a lightning rod. Like, you're taking a controversial stand. And so, you know, from an AMP perspective, I'm just curious about how that is for you, and, you know, maybe what led you to be able to take a stand like this and to be, you know, take a public face on the issue.
That's a hell of a question. It's come in layers for me, and it's actually been really hard. The truth is, when we first did Model Society, there was a way that I just kind of tried to put it out there and then hide. It was almost like knocking on someone's door and then running and hiding, because I wasn't really ready for the pushback or for this beautiful thing that I care about to be rejected. So it's sort of been in layers more and more as there's been people who have been moved and as messages have come in, and I get more connected, not just to that this matters to me and that I'm inspired by it, but that there's actual healing available and that people are having meaningful experiences of connecting with a part of themselves. And then even recently, a young woman emailed me wanting to do a photo shoot who has shame and has suffered sexual abuse and trauma. And she was inspired by Model Society because she wanted to experience herself as a work of art, as part of the healing process. So we connected her with a photographer in her area who's a perfect fit, and she's going to write an article for us. And as these kinds of little things or big things come through and people are just acknowledging that this matters, it's had me more and more willing to take the heat and make a stand for what I care about. But just to be honest, it didn't all happen at once. It's been a growth process, kind of burning off layers of my own fear and my own resistance to be able to stand for what I give a shit about. And it hasn't been easy, bro.
I like hearing that. I think I asked because I experienced a similar thing, taking the lead role in Authentic Man program. You know, the presumption is like, well, oh, are you the authentic man? You know, and it's taken a lot for me to like step into it. At first it was like, yeah, I care about this, I'll do it, I'll just kind of hide. And then, you know, more and more I just can step in and own it. But also more and more I feel the arrows, you know, arrows in the back, people who don't know me, and they sort of objectify me and what I'm trying to do. And I'm imagining you have a similar experience. You know, anything yep. that's controversial, you're going to have some heat for it. So I think my question was sort of to get some advice from you on how to deal with it whenever it starts to feel heavy for me.
Yep, I hear you, man. And I did. And my experience of you has been like an inspiring one. You know, of seeing what looks like you more fully stepping into those shoes yourself. But I guess what I'm realizing is that there does seem like there's a world full of haters who are going to not only try and keep you small or me small, but it's almost like the world just wants to keep people want to keep other people inside their comfort zones, and that is just not who we're speaking to. And we're speaking to the people who actually want something to rally around in a world that's like hungry for sanity and hungry for some truth. And it's amazing that sanity and truth is a target of so much ridicule and shame. But damn, when you do actually stand up in the fire, people will support you and they will rally around. And those are the people I'm speaking to. And it's almost, you know, it's like for every hater, there's got to be somebody who's touched and who's moved and who's grateful. And so these days it's been funny. The more emails that come in that are shaming or condemning, it almost has me like galvanized more and steeped more in conviction, because it means that we're reaching people and we're touching a nerve. And those other emails keep rolling in too that say thank you and don't stop.
Right on. That's a good reminder. I'm imagining there's a lot of men that love your site and a lot of men who check out this stuff. So, I mean, do you have a message for men who, you know, I don't know, maybe about a beauty, about appreciating the female form? What would you say to AMP guys checking out your site?
I would say to come to the website, come to modelsociety.com and look at the images and pay attention to your experience in real time. Like, just pay attention to the sensations in your body and track, is shame coming up or does it feel open and light? Is there really just a sense of appreciation? Can you be impacted by beauty and by nudity, and can that feel good and natural and whole? Or are there remnants of programming from parents or from cultures or something that tells you that the natural responses that are moving through your body that you don't even have a choice about, do those seem good and okay, or do those seem shameful? Is there something to hide? And I just would love the guys to pay attention and ask themselves and just look at it and just give themselves honest answers as to, wow, I do feel ashamed. Or I don't. And just by putting attention on it, they can claim some awareness and they can maybe make some shifts. And then when you're in the world, whether you're on a date or with a longtime romantic partner or just seeing a woman from across the room, to what extent can you let yourself be moved by her? And is there shame there? And would you like to clear those channels so that you can just openly appreciate the beauty of a woman and really the beauty of a sunset? Can you just be impacted by beauty? And that might be a process for a guy to have to actually reclaim what I think of as his natural birthright, to be impacted by beauty.
I just got something as you were speaking, this sort of, I guess it's like a tantric practice of just being impacted by beauty as we see it. And that shame might actually be in the way of allowing the impact and actually feeling something. I just got a big insight there. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, exactly. That's totally right on. Yep.
The other thing I was noticing is that, as I was browsing, like noticing where I find attachments, like, oh, like, wow, this woman's gorgeous. Like, it goes from just appreciation to like a slight contraction of an attachment. Mm. I mean, obviously nothing's going to happen, right? But there's a subtle difference between, you know, some images and others where I'll like want something, like an attachment to it, which is another deeper cut practice, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I think that you can find that there's several similar practices. There's just, can I experience beauty without shame? Can I experience attraction without attachments to outcomes? Can I enjoy attraction as something moving through me without having to get something? And then, honestly, there's a deeper cut too, which is, what about when you're not attractive? What about just the humanity underneath, either the beautiful woman or the aging woman or the woman whose body doesn't quite fit your standards or your own body? To what extent is there a celebration? I mean, maybe I'm putting too much on the guys with celebration, but just an appreciation or a respect for the humanity, which when you see it through the eyes of these artists, to me, it looks like a miracle. Like, how is any of this even here? And how is it we could go around taking it for granted and dismissing it? I don't even know how it is out there that people are being cruel to each other and mistreating each other when you just peel back one layer and see that all of this is just a freaking miracle.
I well put. I love that you're the guy behind this thing with that kind of perspective. The other thing I'm doing is I just get curious. I just notice curiosity. Like, what would have that girl do that? Like, what is she thinking right now? You know, just really intrigued with the whole thing. Like, oh, I wonder who that is in any of these images or the men, you know, anybody. It's like once I feel the appreciation and just receive it, like, oh, like, I wonder why they do this, you know?
Yeah, what's there? And having been on the other side of it, you actually would find that there's all kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great practice, too, is to wonder. It's sort of like the curiosity game we might play at an amp course, which is, who the hell are you and what brought you here?
Yeah. What does it feel like to be photographed? What does it feel like to be posing like this? What does it feel like to be revered?
Yep. You know, for a lot of the women, it does seem like it's been a healing journey, that there's been, you know, some of these models are, you know, have what might be considered amazing bodies. And then there's other models who are actually, sharing their own journey of aging and changing. And for many of them, it's been either claiming like the right to own their beauty and to stand in it and to be celebrated and to share it. For others, it seems like it's almost been a willingness to portray the rest of our humanity and to share it as sort of almost as champions for others to respect and to appreciate what culture often dismisses, which is that we are all going on the healing journey. We're all changing. And if any one of us gets a chance to be like healthy, athletic, symmetrical, and gorgeous by conventional standards, that is only part of the process on our way through. And, you know, we're just trying to hold the whole damn thing and put it out there as gorgeous.
I think you're succeeding beautifully. Bolt, I'm so happy to get this perspective on your life. You know, I know you through AMP and through the awesome workshops we do, and I've heard your story around this before, but I've never heard you articulate it quite so beautifully. And I feel like I get model society on a whole nother level just having this conversation with you. I'm super excited to share it with the AMP guys, and whoever other men listen to this, because I think it's a great perspective. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you go?
Yeah, just two things. One is, of course, come to modelsociety.com, and if you get on the mailing list, we've got a free issue of Model Society magazine that we're sending out to everybody. It's almost done, and you mentioned Adriel Dale. He's actually helping me. He's an amazingly talented graphic designer in addition to the other stuff he does with AMP and with HOP. So come and get a free issue of the magazine. And then the other thing, dude, that I just want to say is that it really was coming and doing my AMP weekend in January 2009 that helped me get clear that I wasn't living on purpose and I wasn't living for the things that I truly cared about. And so if not for my experience with the AMP course, I don't think I'd be working on Model Society today. There's a good chance that I'd still be just doing the just chasing the validation that I had been. I just think it'd be a whole different ride. So I just want to acknowledge that AMP helped make this possible for me. And so, you know, thanks for getting behind that and keeping it coming.
That's a hell of an endorsement. And you're going to be out here June 26th for the next AMP intensive in Boulder. So if anybody's listening to this, come get a full dose of Bolt and I at the AMP intensive, which is going to be an awesome course. It's already shaping up all-star facilitation group and a bunch of guys already enrolled. So you can email me anytime, casey@authenticmanprogram.com if you're curious about that. Dave Bolt, thanks for talking with us today. We'll be on the podcast soon, and I look forward to seeing you in a month.
Awesome. Thanks, man. This felt great.